Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Some fans may begin to take it for granted. Tonight, the New England Patriots play in their third consecutive AFC Championship game. A win would give the Patriots their eighth appearance in the Super Bowl. To get there, the Pats first have to get by the Indianapolis Colts and quarterback Andrew Luck. WBUR's Karen Given has this look at how the two teams match up.
The Patriots and Colts have met three times since Andrew Luck joined the league in 2012, and New England has won all three games with a combined score of 144-66. But no one in Foxborough was taking the Colts for granted this week.
Very good football team, well coached, good fundamentals, and offensively they're as explosive as it gets.
I'm sure they're going to be doing the things they're most confident in. You know, we're going to do the things we're most confident in. And then, see how it all shakes out.
They've won two games. They're arguably the hottest team in the AFC with one of the best young players in this league in Andrew Luck. So we understand that this game is going to be a dogfight.
That's head coach Bill Belichick, quarterback Tom Brady, and special teams ace Matthew Slater. The Patriots are not known for underestimating their opponents, at least not if you believe what they tell the media. Still, it might sound like the Patriots are giving too much credit to a team they beat by 22 points on November 16th. But veteran tackle Vince Wilfork says his team has good reasons to ignore this season's earlier result.
It's going to be a totally different ballgame because they're such a different team now. They found a running game. They found some guys that can make plays for them. And they're playing well. They're playing really, really good as a unit.
Matthew Slater warns that Josh Cribbs, who joined the Colts 2 days after their loss to New England, is one of the best return men to have ever played in this league. And Bob Kravitz, sports commentator for WTHR-TV in Indianapolis, says that's not all that's changed since November.
They've got Art Jones, who's a big run stopper, who did not play in the first game. They're as healthy as they've been all season long, which is very unusual for this time of year. So I think they're better equipped. I just don't know that it's going to be enough.
That's because Kravitz says the Patriots are so good at switching tactics to take advantage of their opponents' weaknesses. Despite his Indiana affiliation, Kravitz is predicting the Patriots will win.
You know, I don't think there's a lot of people who expect the Colts to go in there and beat New England at New England, where Tom Brady is merely 60-7. I think there's a just happy to be there sort of feeling in the city, but they're going to be rooting like crazy on Sunday.
But don't start planning that Super Bowl party just yet. The Patriots beat the Denver Broncos during the regular season last year and still lost to that team in the AFC Championship. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.